Blog Talk Radio.
The Body of Christ Church cordially invites you to listen to our show, It's Time to Awake. On this show, there will be various topics presented, examined, and explained with an emphasis on the Word of God and the doctrine of repentance through His Son Christ. This show will air every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Romans 13 and 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We hope that you join us, and may you be edified by the word of God through Christ. Shalom.
So with that, we give all praises to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ for giving us another chance and another opportunity, once again, another week to come on the station here and go over scriptures with our people. The topic that we're going to talk about today is called Selling Our Souls to Satan. Selling Our Souls to Satan, that's the topic that we're going to talk about. Because if you ask a lot of people, you know, who do you worship? Who do you serve, God or Satan? Almost 99% of people, most of the people that you talk to, they will tell you, okay, I'm God. I'm serving God. I'm not serving Satan, or I haven't sold my soul to Satan. But the things that we do, dictate who we serve, if it's God or Satan, or if we sold our souls to Satan. So we're going to go over that topic today, and we're going to bring out mainly just two specific examples that people don't readily associate with selling their souls over to Satan, you know, and that's what they've done. So what we have to realize and understand is that in this world that we're living in, there is two things. There's either good or there's evil. So there's good and evil, and we're doing good or we're doing evil. That's what we have to understand. So the first scripture that I want to go through to bring that out is in the Apocrypha. Go to Ecclesiasticus chapter 33. Okay. Now, this book here, this book is what's known as the Apocryphal books. It was a part of the original 1611 version of the Bible. Years later, they took it out for whatever reason, but it is a part of the Bible. So, Ecclesiasticus chapter 33, and we're going to read verse 14 and 15.
Okay. Good is set against evil. Good is set against evil, and life against death. So is the godly against the sinner, and the sinner against the godly.
So, it says, good is set against evil. And life against death. So you have two things there. You have good things, and you have evil things. What's good? Romans 7 and 12 tells us that the laws, commandments are just, holy, and good. So the commandments of the Lord, those are things that are good. So the commandment says, thou shalt not kill. That's a good thing if we don't do that. That's the good. When the commandment says, the seventh day to keep it holy. That's a good thing when we're doing that, when we're keeping the Sabbath day. That's a good thing. If we're not doing those things, then that's considered evil. So that's the definition of good, not what we make up or what man says is good. It's what the Bible says is good.
Okay.
So it says, good is set against evil and life against death. So is the godly against the sinner and the sinner against the godly. One is set against the other. Read verse 15.
So look upon all the works of the Most High, and there are two and two, one against another.
So it says, look upon all the works of the Most High, mm-hmm. and there are two and two, so one against another.
Mm-hmm.
So look on everything that the Most High does and that the Most High has created. There's two and two. There's night, there's day.
Mm-hmm.
There's light, there's dark.
Yeah, there's the land and the sea.
Exactly. So one against each other. So like mm-hmm. I said before, in this world, you have good
mm-hmm.
and you have evil. It's our choice which ones we want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, a lot of us, we've sold our souls over to Satan and that evil without knowing that that's what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, hopefully the scriptures that are brought out today, people see that. So we've established it. We've set the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Good is set against evil. All the works of the Most High, there's two and two. There's either evil or there's good. Okay? Let's go from there to Deuteronomy.
Okay.
Chapter 30.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 15 and 16.
Okay.
And we're going to see here.
Okay. Deuteronomy 30, starting at 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and death. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil.
Okay, so who's this talking, bro?
This was the Lord talking to the people of Israel before they went into the promised land through Moses.
Yep, exactly. All right, mm-hmm. so continue.
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou go to possess it.
So he says, see,
mm-hmm.
I have set before thee this day
mm-hmm.
life and good.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those two and two, one is set against another?
Yep.
So you have life and you have good. And you have death and you have evil.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God. So it was a commandment given saying, love the Lord thy God, walk in all his ways. Everything that he told us to do, we should do it. So
mm-hmm.
he made a distinction of animals that we should eat, animals that we should not eat.
Exactly.
So that was one commandment. He told us how to treat one another, right? That was another commandment. So all the things that the Lord told us to do, he says, walk in it and to love the Lord thy, mm-hmm. thy God, right? So that's the life and the good. That's the choice that was given to us. Or we also have death and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Scriptures tell us that the wages of sin is death. Sin is when we transgress and go against what he told us to do, and death. And those are the works of Satan and the devil. That's what he wants. He wants the opposite of life and good. He wants us to go against God. But we're seeing here that we were given a choice. It says, see, I have set before you. So it's like a plate set before you with different things to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a choice.
Yep.
Or you go to a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
The waiter gives you a menu.
Exactly.
You have a choice. Okay, what do you want? You want steak? You want chicken? What is it that you want?
Yeah.
You have a choice. So the Lord gave us a choice from way back when, life and good and death and evil. So we had to choose whatever it is that we wanted to choose.
Yep.
Read 19.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
So he's saying, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. So that was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
That he gave them life and death, blessing and cursing. So when you read in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells you about all the curses that would happen if we didn't keep his commandments and obey him. And it tells you all the good things also that would happen. But
mm-hmm.
it says that both thou and thy seed may live. So we're seeing here that a choice was given. We had a choice to do good or to do evil.
Exactly.
But from the things that has happened to us, we can see the choice that was made. We chose to do evil.
Yeah.
And that's why we end up in these conditions where we're at now,
mm-hmm.
and we still continue to do evil and sell our souls to Satan by doing all these other different things.
Mm-hmm.
But the choice was given from way back when,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Right. Now, let's go from there to Romans 6.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 16.
Okay.
And now we're kind of going to get into the heart of it here.
Okay. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
Okay, so we just read back in Deuteronomy where the Lord said, you got life, death, blessing, cursing, therefore I commanded you to love me, keep my commandments, so on
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave that commandment, right?
Yes.
So he's saying, know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey. So God, through his son Christ, told us to what? Obey his commandments and keep his word.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do that, who are we serving? We're serving him. But if we don't do that, who are we serving? We're serving sin unto death. And who's in charge of that? Who's in charge of death and sin? Satan.
Yeah.
So that's why I said in the beginning of the class that if you ask people, well, okay, who do you serve, or, you know, who do you worship, so on and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
Most people will say God.
Uh-huh.
But are you really serving mm-hmm. God?
Yep.
Are you really? Because it says, know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. So if we're not doing the things that God told us to do,
mm-hmm.
who are we really serving? We're serving Satan and his angels.
Exactly, because there is no gray area in between good and evil.
Exactly.
There is no, well, it's 90% good and it's 10% evil, all the way over to 50-50, all the way over to 10% good and 90% evil.
Exactly.
And you don't have to be fully evil to be evil.
Exactly. Yep.
So to speak, you know.
Yep.
You know, and one thing too, bro, this scripture is right after a passage that a lot of people use
mm-hmm.
to say, listen, we don't have to obey those words that were given in that old, quote unquote, Old Testament.
Exactly. Yep. That's true. That's a good point. But we're seeing the consistency, though, because
mm-hmm.
didn't we read that it was a choice back in Deuteronomy? You just read that, right?
Yeah, and even in the apocryphal books.
Yep.
It goes into the same thing to show you that the word is one.
Exactly. Yep. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So this is saying no, nothing different from what's in the Old Testament. It's a choice that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey.
Mm-hmm.
His servants ye are to whom ye obey.
Mm.
So we have a choice in this world to either do good or to do evil. And if we're doing evil, we've sold our souls and gave our souls over to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at our example, Christ. Go to Luke chapter 4.
Okay.
And we're slowly building up to it, and we're going to start bringing mm-hmm. the examples out in a minute.
Okay.
But Luke 4, read verse 1.
Luke 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
So this is talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, skip down to verse 5.
And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
So the devil, Satan, took Christ up into a high mountain where you can see a whole, you know, when you go, people that do mountain climbing or whatever, when you are even not even that, because not a lot of people that. If you go on like a tall building, like the World Trade Center or Empire State Building, and
stuff, yep.
you can see like all of New York City or
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even here locally, if you go...
City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall, or the tallest building is what used to be the HSBC Tower.
Yeah.
If you go on like the top floor or whatever, you can see basically all the city of Buffalo. So it's like something like that. So the devil took him up into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. Now, something that you always bring out, you always say, well, was it just the kingdom that was set up back then? Blah, 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 so on and so forth.
No.
And it's not, because the Bible predicted everything. It predicted all the kingdoms that would come on the face of the earth. It said, you know, the Greeks, the Romans, so on and so forth.
Even these last kingdoms.
Yeah, even these last kingdoms. Mm-hmm. And these last kingdoms that we're living now is still the Roman kingdom.
Yeah.
So that people know. So the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. What else did the devil say to Christ? Read verse 6.
And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it.
So the devil said to him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. So when you see people in this world that have all the power and have all the glory that people are running after, some of these rock stars that our people look up to, it's like, oh man, I want to have all that glory, that fame.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Are aspiring to be some of these rich people that have all this power and stuff. Who and where did they get that from? They got that from the devil himself.
Exactly. And you know what, bro? You said that these kingdoms now are still the Roman kingdom.
Right.
The Roman kingdom was doing what? Serving who?
Devil and his angels.
So that this is why the kingdoms today, even though it may look different according to the history that you got taught, it's still actually the same thing. The same things happen. The basest men are still set up over it.
Exactly.
Because they're based, because they worship Satan.
Exactly.
And that's what the scriptures say. That's why they're always similar.
Exactly.
The Grecian kingdom was similar to the Babylonian kingdom. It was just different people running it.
Exactly.
Similar to the Roman kingdom, similar to these kingdoms throughout the world today. It's just different people running it, the family line or whatever you want to call it, but they serve and they get their power and authority from who?
Satan, the devil.
Okay.
Exactly. That's a good point, because we don't need conspiracy theories to bring this stuff out.
Yeah, so we don't have to spend our time delving into documentaries and knowledge about, you know, all this other stuff. It always was the same, and it always will be the same, because the Lord's word is given to all generations.
Exactly, exactly. And we can just look at their actions, the people that are set up in this world to rule, and the things that they're doing to tell that they're not of God and that they're of the devil, Satan. So when you live in a country, right, that says abortion is okay, what is that? God told us that life begins from the womb.
Yeah. Well, look at Bathsheba. When David, according to Creflo Dollar, had a wreck. But it was something else he was doing.
Right.
But she went and sent word immediately back to him and said, listen, I'm with child.
Yep.
It wasn't past 3 months when it was a child.
Exactly.
It was from that moment.
Exactly.
You know, that's when she was with the child. So you killing a child.
Exactly. Yep. And when you making that legal or whatever, guess what? You're of the devil. You're not of God.
Because God would not allow that.
Exactly. That's the point. So that's why we're seeing here when it says, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. That's the trick. The devil is saying, okay, whoever I choose, I give this power to.
But read verse 7. This is
we're going
to
read it.
This is who he gives the power to.
We're going
to
read it. Read 7 and 8.
If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. So how do we have to get the power and the glories and stuff from all these kingdoms?
We got to worship Satan, the devil.
Because that power and glory and authority was given to him.
Exactly. Okay. So that's when people have sold their souls over to Satan. But like I said, talk to most people, including some of the people that set up, they'll tell you, okay, I worship God.
Yeah.
I worship the God of heaven.
Yeah.
They won't tell you, no, I sold my soul to Satan, because they don't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, man, we got to read the Bible for ourselves and really see, mm-hmm. who are we serving? Who do we sell our souls over, to God or to Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Because it says, if thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Mm-hmm. So you got to bow down and worship Satan to get this power.
Exactly.
Read verse 8. Here's the point.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
So Christ didn't go into that. Christ didn't say, well, you know what? Yeah, I like the bling bling. I like the big houses that I see.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That kingdom, we're in the last times, right before I come back. Mm-hmm. With them video vixens?
Yeah.
Dude, I got to pick that one, man. just give me that.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
The mansions.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, he didn't say that. Christ says, listen, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, we should only worship the Lord thy God, and him mm-hmm. only shalt thou serve. So Christ made the right choice,
mm-hmm.
because remember, it was a choice that was given from way back when in Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
You have life, you have good, you have death, you have evil.
Exactly.
What are you going to choose?
Exactly. And there's more power in doing what Christ did
exactly.
than in this other power, because it says in Philippians 2, because he humbled himself,
mm-hmm.
didn't go into that sin, didn't take the power that was given to him upon himself, going to his own mind, etc. Because he obeyed, every knee
exactly.
is going to bow to him. That is the real power.
Exactly.
It may not look like it right now.
Exactly. Yep, that's true. And that's an excellent point. And Lord willing, later on, mm-hmm. we're going to build more on that point.
Okay.
So we've read this and we've established mm-hmm. this about the power that was given in selling our souls to Satan, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I want to go into some mm-hmm. specific examples.
Okay.
So some of the more common things that people get into that they don't realize that, okay, they've sold their souls over to Satan. And it's not,
okay.
I mean, we're not saying it's too late or whatever. You can change and you can repent.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this class and this topic. But fraternities,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of people that's into that. Fraternities, mm-hmm. Masonry,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of people that's into that. They join these things to get that success,
mm-hmm.
just like what you were bringing out a while ago, not knowing that the true success is what Christ did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It might not yeah. look like that now,
uh-huh.
because that's just a trick and the work of the devil.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. people join these different fraternities, these different orders or whatever, the Masons or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to what? For some kind of allegiance, some kind of brotherhood, some kind of success in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, when you graduate college, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be guaranteed to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be guaranteed to be successful because mm-hmm. we've been around from the 1700s or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these successful people that's in Congress or in the Supreme Court or even the president or whatever,
mm-hmm.
He was a part of this fraternity. He was a part of this order, this lodge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what you've done, those things, you've sold your soul over unto the devil and unto Satan.
And
that's all it is.
It's not a condemnation.
Exactly. That's
it's just that the scriptures show that we all do things that a lot of times we don't understand
exactly.
that we need to repent of.
Exactly, and that's the point. It's not a condemnation. It's to bring out things to say, okay, you probably just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You probably just don't know, but that's why we're coming over this radio station here and going over these scriptures,
mm-hmm.
because people just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as go to Isaiah 8. As
okay.
far as the joining these fraternities
mm-hmm.
for the success and, you know, the brotherhood and all that other stuff, and,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, I want to be successful, and
mm-hmm.
they have this, they have that, what should we do? Isaiah 8, read 13 and 14.
Isaiah 8, starting at 13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. And let him be your dread.
Sanctify the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is talking about Christ. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself.
Mm-hmm.
And let him be your fear. Have that respect and that reverence to Christ, not to a man, not to a brotherhood, not to a fraternity. Don't give your allegiance to them. Give your allegiance to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctify the Lord of hosts and let him be your fear.
Mm-hmm.
And let him be your dread. He's over all. He controls all. He has the power.
Mm-hmm.
So sanctify Christ and let him be your fear and your dread.
Mm-hmm.
Not to a brotherhood, not to a fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctify Christ. Let him be your fear and your dread. Respect him. Have mm-hmm. that honor to him. Not towards men, not towards some stupid brotherhood. Because that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Read verse 14.
And he shall be for a sanctuary, if you obey him.
Exactly.
That's how you sanctify him.
Yep.
But for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense, to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
So it says, and he shall be for a sanctuary. So you brought the point out, if you obey him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be that resort of rest. He's going to be that sanctuary, that mm-hmm. pillar of rest, someone that we can always count on.
Mm-hmm.
Because men, you can't put your faith and trust in men, man. They will betray you and they will turn on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Don't fall for that okie doke. Oh, this is a brotherhood. You're making an allegiance. We'll always be here for you. We'll mm-hmm. always have your back. No, that's foolishness.
Yeah, that's why they convince you to join in the 86th Street clique.
Yeah.
That we're going to get our hustle on.
Yeah.
But when cats start, going to the holding center or going to that interview room, mm-hmm. pressure bust pipes.
Yeah.
You know, then you get betrayed.
Exactly.
And you could have been the messenger boy, but everybody saying, oh, that was the kingpin, you know. Yep,
exactly.
Because we're corrupt.
Exactly. Yep. Men is corrupt. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it says, mm-hmm. and he shall be for a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
So we can always, mm-hmm. always trust in the Lord and resort to him and always put our faith in him, and he'll always have our back if mm-hmm. we're doing what he commands us to do.
Yep.
He will always be that someone that we can run to and ask for help. He will exactly. always be that man, not men.
Yep.
You can't put your trust in men like that.
Exactly. You know what, can you,
yeah,
right. real quick, can we read 14 and 15?
Isaiah 8:14, it says, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense
mm-hmm.
to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken.
Okay, now, let's hold that.
Okay.
And go to 2 Peter chapter 2.
All right.
Just going to get to the point in chapter 2, but, you know, we had said earlier, you know, some things sound good or, you know, they may seem good to do, but it's actually serving Satan and you don't know it is.
Right.
You know, and this is how people fall and get broken and their end resort. You had the cat that, as far as the last few generations know, he was the beast,
mm-hmm.
666. The crawly dude.
Yeah.
All into it. I'm going to be the most evil man on the planet. He went into a fast ritual, something over at this house on a lake somewhere in England somewhere,
mm-hmm.
trying to do a ritual to put Satan in his body.
Wow.
The house is still haunted today.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when he got old, he was on his way out. He was like, you know what? I was wrong.
Wow.
But he convinced a lot of people to follow after that madness.
Yep. Still got influence there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, and this is what this influence is. Let's read Second Peter 2, verse 3.
And through covetousness.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Read 2 and 3.
Second Peter 2, verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways.
Hold on. Pernicious is something that's extremely harmful or destructive, even though it doesn't seem that way.
Yep.
Read on.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
What, man? You ain't a player? You ain't going to hustle?
Yep.
You ain't going to join this group?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to do this? You ain't going to... You're very eloquent in your speech. You could run a church, man, and you have a mega church the way you speak.
Yep.
You know, you could run for political office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you get with us? And this is what we...
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You don't need that. You don't need to stay in that, digging in that Bible. You don't need to do that.
Exactly.
You don't need to do that. Okay. So read on in verse 3.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you.
They selling that madness and you buying it.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you selling your soul to Satan.
Exactly.
I don't care if you've been doing something like, they used to tell my man, yo, I used to change your diapers. I ain't going to believe none of that. I don't want to hear that.
Yep.
Because you done bought that stuff for so long.
Exactly.
It's amazing and repulsive for you to hear the actual truth.
Exactly. Yep.
Because they got you.
Exactly.
All right. So, and this is how we fought. What does it say in Isaiah? Many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and snared and be taken
mm-hmm.
by Satan at his will.
Exactly.
Right? So read that verse 3 of 2 Peter 2.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words.
Oh, man, it's the elegant, it's this, it's that. You know, it's judges, man, it's presidents, it's this, yeah. this and that and been in this, it's this and that. Well, or you know what? You can stand, your car break down, man. You stand on the side of the road with your feet a certain way in a hand position, man. Cash, you don't even know it. Come and pull you up, give you a ride. Are you okay? You need a tow. I got AAA. You can use my AAA. And it gets deeper than that. That's feigned words because that madness ain't going to add up to nothing.
Exactly. Yep.
And remember, this ain't a condemnation.
Right.
This is a warning.
Exactly.
Because we reading out of the words of the Lord.
Exactly.
Okay? I don't like blue. You know, you got a blue shirt on. I hate you. That's judgment. And that's evil judgment because it's not according to the word of the Lord. We reading out of the word of the Lord.
Exactly.
So let's try to make this short. I'm getting run on at the mouth. But read verse 3 again.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not.
It ain't waiting. Go ahead.
And their damnation slumbereth not.
And the cast that sold it to you, their stuff ain't going to fall asleep on them either. They're going to get it.
Exactly.
So this is why we have to look at, really, really look at what we're doing. Go back to Isaiah 8.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really look at what we're doing and is it right or is it wrong? And this is how we look at what we're doing, if it's right or wrong. Read Isaiah 8, verse 16.
Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples.
Okay, so that's how we know if what we're doing is right or wrong. Man, it's
exactly.
Certain fraternal organizations got their own version of the Bible, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's preachers out here got a pink covered Bible with a flower on it, and it's that pastor's version of the Bible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. How are you going to learn anything from that?
You're not.
You know, it doesn't matter what language or style of language is in. What matters is if you're going to obey it. Psalms 111 and 10 says, if you practicing the word and doing it, you're going to get perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You will understand how to do it. Just like I didn't understand how to keep the Sabbath day when I was first keeping it.
Yep.
I was making tuna fish on toast.
Yeah.
And my kid said, hey, wait, aren't you heating that bread up to make it toast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, guess what? I understand a little bit more about the Sabbath day now, don't I? So the next Sabbath, what happened? I got better.
Yeah,
I stopped doing it. I got better. So this is how we do it. Bind up that testimony and the law. Verse 20 says that's how we had that light of Christ and that power from Christ, which is above all other powers. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yep. Good point. And these are things, too, that we have to be teaching our children, man, because
exactly.
In the past, recently, you know, there's been, like, couple of incidents on college campuses.
Yeah.
You know, hazing incidents and stuff. And it just, it got just way out of hand, man. You know, the one mother, you know, she was crying and all that. And I'm like, come on, man. These are things that we have to be teaching our children when we send them off to school. Hey, listen, don't be involved in this stuff, man, because those, some of the practices, the initiation and stuff that they do, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Some of the stuff that I've heard, you know, you have, and I'm going to say it because sometimes you have to say these things so that people really get the point and see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
One of the initiation that I heard that some of the women do is they'll take peanut butter.
Come on, man.
Nah, we're going to keep it, we're going to use terms that we can use on the radio, but they'll take peanut butter.
Okay.
Beep. Rub it on the woman's private parts.
Dude, I'm running out of beeps, man. You only get four beeps a show, man.
Then have a dog or whatever come and lick it off.
Dude.
Come on, man. And that's not even the worst.
And how is that making you into a better woman?
Exactly. It's not. That's the point.
Okay.
That is the point. How is that going against the laws of God? The whole beating up people and all that stuff, that's going against the laws of God. So we know, we should know that, okay, that's of Satan and that's not of the Lord. So when we're doing those things, guess what? We're selling our souls over to Satan. We're carrying out those very same demonic practices that's been around from way back when. That's why they call the Alpha Phi, blah, 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 the Greeks and all. That's what it is. It goes back to them. From way back when. Those are works of the devil.
You know what it is?
Yep.
That whole thing is our people want to be like our captors.
Yep. 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 Exactly.
I want to be like the people that got me in captivity.
Because
it started way, way, way back when was, what's the name? Jim Crow.
Yeah,
it started back, and his cousin, I forget his cousin's name, but I got a picture of him. He was the city Jim Crow. But it started back in that era and before when we were under what? Massive captivity. Didn't know if he was going to get hung or not because you crossed the street wrong or whatever. All that shit. But that's what our captors and the people that was beating and killing us at the time were doing. Yeah. So you know what? Let's do what they do.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be accepted by them.
Exactly.
Or maybe it'll make it better for us. But you, as you see, if you just go to WorldStar or whatever today and watch some of those videos, it's not better.
Exactly. Yep, it's a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go from there. Let's go to Psalms 128. Because the lie or the lies that they push, you know, in these places, we got to realize that it's just that, and we got to, this is what we got to realize that that's what it is. Psalms 128.
128, yep.
And then we're going to read from 1 through 4.
Okay. Psalms 128, starting at 1. Except the Lord build the house.
No, 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 128.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. But that's a good scripture, though. Well, Psalms 128, starting at 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways.
Okay, so blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. So, like I said before, don't feed into the hype. Oh, you know, this is a brotherhood, and this is, we got power, and this is that, you're going to be, get a job, and you're going to move high up, you're going to have high things, you're going to have this. No. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. What is the Lord going to do for you when you're like that? Read on. Read down.
For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee.
Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Now, this is not saying that things is not going to happen. We know it's life. We're going to have to go through things. But the overall thing is, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. We're going to know how to deal with these different situations that comes up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Read on.
Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thine children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord.
So it says, thy mm-hmm. wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine mm-hmm. house, thy children mm-hmm. like olive plants round, mm-hmm. around thy table. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a blessing
mm-hmm.
if we choose to walk in the Lord and to fear him
mm-hmm.
and not to sell our souls over unto Satan. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, don't get it twisted. Satan will give you blessings, temporarily blessings mm-hmm. in this world.
Yeah.
Because he already told us, all the glory of them, I will give that to you.
Yep. Yep.
But don't think for a second that, you know, those are the true and eternal riches that we should seek after. Those are just mm-hmm. temporary things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, just like that Aleister Crowley dude.
Yep.
He was out there partying, drinking, getting high, doing it, had women traveling the world, doing all this other stuff. But when he was about to die, he was like, you know, all that blessing and stuff, you know, that I got from Satan, I was wrong. You know, and I was thinking about, you know, while I was reading this, it's a brother in our church.
Yep.
This cat has such a sick flow. He still does.
Mm-hmm.
But he could stand around a crowd of people, and he would freestyle, and Cass would say a word,
mm-hmm.
and he would put it into rap, like, within the next 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be four or five casts around. Consciousness, reverb, orange, psychedelic, expialidosa, delicious. You know, and he would work it. That's how sick this cat's flow was.
Right.
But instead of going into the music industry, which we all know everybody in there is throwing up Baphomet symbols and all that other stuff, so we know what it's about. Go watch the documentary if you need verification. But mm-hmm. anyway, what he did was he decided to walk in the ways of the Lord.
Exactly.
And he got a fruitful family.
Yep.
His wife and his kids are right there with him.
Yep, exactly.
And he's blessed in the Lord.
Exactly.
You know, and yep. he's blessed. And that's an example, you know, of somebody that could have went, like, far up. Like, he could have been the cat singing, I got 99 problems, but a chick ain't one. You know, that could have been him. You know, or
right.
he could have been collaborating on that song. That's how nice this guy, he still is.
Right.
But that's like a hobby, a thing that you do. But his profession
mm-hmm.
is living according to these scriptures.
Exactly.
And that's how we all should be. And there's more power and reward, lasting, non-vanity reward in doing this rather than that other stuff.
Exactly. Yep, that's a good point. So let's go from there to mm-hmm. Mark. Chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna look at Christ again. We're gonna see his instructions and what he said.
Okay.
So Mark 12, read 29.
Okay, Mark chapter 12, starting at 29. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
Read 30.
"And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment."
So Christ says what? "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." So there's just one God. Okay? Mm-hmm. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, giving it our all, and with mm-hmm. all our soul, everything that's in us, to love mm-hmm. the Lord thy God," meaning to do what he says,
mm-hmm.
that's how we should live. Because what I've noticed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure you've noticed the same thing too,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of these different fraternities and the Masons and all that stuff, they worship things and praise things that God created more than God himself. They always talking about how great the sun is
mm-hmm.
and the moon. And I'm like, okay, what about the person that created those things?
Exactly.
He's the greater one.
Exactly.
Yeah, we look at the sun and we marvel at, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. man, the sun is real bright. It's mm-hmm. high to come out. It's,
yep.
Yeah, okay, but worship God. Give praises to the one that created those things. Because, like I said, just me personally, that's what I've noticed. They worship those things more so than the creator himself.
Exactly.
Christ is saying, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love him with everything you got. Your heart, mind, body, soul, all your strength. So do whatever it is that we can to serve him, to walk in his ways, to keep his Sabbath days, right? To not eat things that are defiled, to treat one another right, not be doing all these hazing things, the stomping on people, all the lascivious acts, rubbing, doing all kind of sexual perverseness. That's not loving each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's us not loving God and selling our souls over unto Satan and the devil. Because those are the works and the acts of Satan. That's what he wants. He wants us to serve things that, he wants us to go away from serving God. He wants us to serve things that God created.
Exactly.
Instead of God himself. That's always been the works of Satan, man.
And you know what this thing about the Lord our God is one Lord? He's not like this dude. I don't know if you remember him, Abby Hoffman. He was in the leader of the hippie movement in the 60s. He was like, don't trust anybody over 30. they're the man. All these corporations and stuff, they're against us. They're the man. Don't trust anybody over 30. The cat got to be like 50-something.
Uh-huh.
It's like, man, kids today is whack, man. Don't trust anybody under 30. Don't trust anybody under 30. They don't know what they're doing. Now you came along and matured a little bit.
Right.
You changed.
Exactly.
That's not how the Most High is.
Nope.
The Lord of these scriptures, when he says something in Genesis 1, is still in effect the same way. Maybe we didn't understand it in the Old Testament, and he had to come clear it up for us.
Yep.
But it's still the same thing in Revelation 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same thing. That's how he's won. Because this dude talked about don't trust anybody over 30 when he's 19. Yep. But then when he's 52, don't trust anybody under 30. That's not one. That's not consistent.
Right.
You know, that's madness. But exactly. he had a lot of people sold on that, got media hype and all that other stuff, you know, and he was a leader.
Right.
Okay? But with vain words and by his covetousness and his greediness, and he wanted that power and be on his 15 minutes of fame on TV, he sold a lot of people down, a lot of madness.
Yep.
You know, the Most High ain't like that. If he tell you something and you believe it according to as it is written, he ain't going to catch you in a trick bag. He ain't going to do you up. Oh, hey, go down the street there. Pa-da-pow! I got it.
Got you.
Got him. Yeah. Psych. I didn't mean that street. I meant this one over here. That ain't how the Most High works.
Nope.
You know, but go ahead.
All right, so let's go from there to our Romans 13.
Okay.
And let's see here. Let's see. Romans 13, read 13.
Romans 13 and 13. Here we go. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying.
As a matter of fact, you know, I'm sorry, read 12 because I was...
Okay. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
Okay, so the night is far spent.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, we've been doing this stuff.
Yep.
The day is at hand. Christ, before he left, made a promise that he would come back.
Yep.
And it says it won't be long.
Mm-hmm.
Is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put away these evil things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Selling our souls over unto Satan. Being in these fraternities, these different groups and stuff. Let us put those things off.
Mm-hmm.
And put on the armor of light. Put on the examples of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When the devil himself came to Christ and told him, do these things and I'll give you the glory, Christ says, get thee behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should only worship and serve God. Let us follow that example. So when people step to us, oh, you want to join this fraternity or that? No. I'm going to follow Christ. I'm going to follow God through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Get behind me. I'm not going with you in that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Put those things off. It says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens a lot in these fraternities and these different groups and orders.
Mm-hmm.
Rioting and drunkenness, always drunk. Have all these different bench parties and stuff, man. Not in chambering and wantonness, excessive lust, lasciviousness, all mm-hmm. those things that we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of these people in the music industry, they'll tell you, man, when you look at some of these documentaries, they'll tell you all the dirt that they do, all these different parties that they go mm-hmm. through, sitting around naked, sucking on each other's rod as men. They'll tell you that. They'll say stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Women rubbing on each other and stuff. All those wantonness, lasciviousness,
mm-hmm.
all those evil things, those works of the devil, all those things is what they do. And all those things is what happens in some of these fraternities and stuff.
Yep, exactly.
The Bible is saying, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in riding and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, and always arguing mm-hmm. and striving and bickering over things and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Let us put those things off, man, and follow the examples of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do those things and not sell our souls over to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go from there mm-hmm. to Acts 3. This is the point.
Okay.
Acts 3,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to read verse 19.
Acts 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
So this is not a condemnation like you said earlier mm-hmm. in the before. This is a call to action. This is a call to repentance. So if you didn't know, now you know. So stop from doing those things. Get out of those mm-hmm. fraternities, those different orders and stuff. Get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the repentance. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Convert to Christ. Do what Christ told mm-hmm. us to do. That your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come forth from the presence of the Lord. Because mm-hmm. those things that we're doing and those acts that we're committing is mm-hmm. sin. Mm-hmm. We're transgressing, going against the laws of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people in our church that was into these different fraternities
exactly.
and stuff.
Exactly.
You know, the one brother I know, he was all into that foolishness, and then
mm-hmm.
he heavy. Came into scriptures, yeah, heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And he came into the scriptures and got out of it. And he's like, man, that was just straight foolishness and wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a teacher and teaching mm-hmm. people, hey, the same.
Exactly.
Get out of that lifestyle and repent and follow Christ.
Exactly.
So we know it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a matter of you wanting to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
that's the point. Repent mm-hmm. ye therefore and be converted.
Yep.
Now, another thing I want to go into before we get off the air mm-hmm. is another aspect to this is people put all their hope, faith, and trust. Go to Deuteronomy 18.
Okay.
People put all their faith, hope, and trust into horoscopes and psychics
mm-hmm.
and all that other stuff. And that's mm-hmm. just their daily thing. Every day, day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they put their trust in. Horoscopes mm-hmm. and Santeria and Obia is what they call it, or voodoo and all that mm-hmm. other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? When you're doing those things, you've sold your soul over unto Satan.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you try to nice it up or give excuse, well, I'm not doing it mm-hmm. for that. I'm doing it for health and well-being, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. It's evil, and it's wicked, and it's the work of the devil. So read mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 18 and start at 10, read through 15.
There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
Stop. So we shouldn't be into mm-hmm. any of these things, witchcraft, mm-hmm. reading your horoscopes, your daily horoscopes,
mm-hmm.
Dealing with psychics, witches, and stuff like that, because that's a very prevalent thing in this world today. We shouldn't be doing any of those things, man,
mm-hmm.
because those are the works of the devil. You know, how do you have people that say, okay, I believe in God, but then you still go and do those things? Like, mm-hmm. I was browsing through the channels the other day mm-hmm. and came across the old channel, Oprah Winfrey's channel.
Okay, so,
LaToya Jackson has got her own show or whatever on there.
Okay.
So they just can't get over the death of her brother. A lot of the siblings can't.
Mm-hmm. But if she got her own psychic channel, she should have knew it was coming.
Yeah, exactly, right? But she's a supposed, 1 minute, supposed Jehovah's Witness, right?
Okay.
So, but she went to the psychic, was dealing with him, oh, my brother, this mm-hmm. and brother, that, and she's dealing with the psychic.
Uh-huh.
Why, okay, if you say that you're God-fearing, why are you dealing with those things? It's evil and wicked.
Exactly.
You know, so that's the point. So, mm-hmm. read 13, Deuteronomy 18 and 13.
Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
So it says, thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. So repent from these things mm-hmm. and live a godly life.
Connect with the Body of Christ Church on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/theBOCC. Follow us on Twitter at theBOCC. And view our videos on youtube.com/theBOCC1. Link with us to learn more about repentance and salvation according to the Holy Bible. Remember what Christ said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. We pray that the information on our pages guide you towards true repentance to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ. Shalom.
So we give all praises to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ for yet another week to come on this radio station here and go over scriptures with our people. And the topic that we're going to do today is we're going to continue from what we were talking about last week. And the topic that we talked about last week was selling our souls to Satan. Selling our souls to Satan. So this is a part two to that class. And last week what we did was... we went over how there's either good or evil in this world. There's no in-between, and either you're doing good or you're doing evil. And what we also talked about is if we ask most people, okay, are you doing good or are you doing evil? Are you on the side of the Most High and His Son Christ or on the side of Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 99% of people will tell you, no, I'm on the side of the Most High and Christ. And they won't say Satan,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
their actions and the things that they're doing is just that. It shows who we are, our actions. And also what we talked about last week, we went into one specific example of how people sell their souls to Satan that people don't know and don't understand. And that particular example that we brought out was like different fraternities and stuff, sororities, the Masons and all that other stuff. And we went into that, how people, you know, join those things for like the brotherhood and stuff like that. And really when you're doing that, you're selling your souls to Satan. We ended the show by reading Deuteronomy 18, and we started mm-hmm. talking a little bit about like psychics and necromancy, that's dealing with dead bodies or dead people and all that other mm-hmm. stuff in a evil way.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended the show with that, and we're going to pick up from that point to show that when people do these things, we're selling our souls to Satan. So
mm-hmm.
let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start at verse 10.
Okay. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch.
Okay, so this was the Most High talking through Christ, and then Christ was relaying this to Moses, and Moses was relaying this to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They were given specific instructions. It says, there shall not be found among any of you that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. That was talking about back then they had this ritual thing. They would actually sacrifice their children.
Mm-hmm. But it said they didn't want them. It was actually post-birth abortion. Mm-hmm. Because, bro, actually I researched it, and I encourage other people to research it.
Right.
When they would have orgies and stuff at these festivals to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
If there became a child out of that hookup,
yeah,
for lack of a better term, they would have, after the birth and they didn't want it, they would offer that child, that infant, to the sun god at the next festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that's talking about passed through the fire to be an offering to the god.
Right. So that might sound old and archaic, and people might say, well, you know, people are not doing that today, but you said a key word in there, post-abortion.
Post-birth abortion. That's what it amounted to.
Right.
Like murder.
Exactly. So that's what it is. So the Lord is telling us not to do that. Then it says, or useth divination or an observer of times and enchanter witch.
Mm-hmm.
All that, I mean, we don't have time to explain all these different terms, but it's all kind of going into the same thing. It's today when people put all their faith and their trust into horoscopes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't leave the house without checking their daily horoscopes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what will the day hold for Pisces or for this or for that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's things like that, dealing with psychics, into Santeria, into Obia, into voodoo, into Ouija boards, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is telling us that no, there should not one of you. Anybody should be found amongst us doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Read 11 and 12.
Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
So, I'm sorry, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or a charmer, consulter with familiar spirits, it's kind of the same thing, or a necromancer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a blog talk radio show that comes on Wednesdays it starts at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes usually sometimes an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. They go into like the dark things of this world and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I say all that to say this. They did a show one time where they were talking about like necromancy and stuff like that. And the brother went and explained fully what it meant.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't, you know, realize that it goes a lot deeper than what we think.
Yeah.
So the necromancy, a part of it, and I'll just bring out the part that I know that a lot of people do, because the whole theme of the show is repentance, for people to stop from doing these things and repent.
Yep.
When you go and say you're dealing with a dead relative, like if you go to someone and you want to call up their spirit or whatever and you want to talk to them and stuff like that, that's going into necromancy.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned last week on the show, I was watching a so-called reality show with LaToya Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I said that on the show or I was talking to you afterwards.
No, you said it on the show.
I said it on the show. Okay.
The psychic thing she had masked herself.
Right.
Did you mention that on the show?
No, I think it was afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were talking afterwards. But anyway, so they had a reality show I was watching with LaToya Jackson. And what happened was, you know, they still can't get over the fact that their brother passed away, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So she went in and was dealing with some psychic dude, and she basically, that's what she did, you know, had him call up his spirit or whatever and was talking to him, and the guy was, oh, you know, Michael doesn't want you to worry about him and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And she's supposed to be what, a Jehovah's Witness. These people that put off themselves as being all righteous and all this other stuff, always about God and, you know, the laws and stuff like that.
No, not the law. Go ahead.
Well, not the law, but supposedly righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So why would you do that if you say that you believe in the Bible and stuff like that? Why would you do that? But that's a part of that necromancy that the scriptures is talking about.
And you know what, bro? That's a good point because there are things that we can do that, you know, we might think are magic with a C, but it's really magic with a K, and it's really evil and wicked, and we need to investigate what the scriptures say before we go into different things.
Yep.
Like, she may not have even thought that that was something wrong according to her religion.
Exactly.
But it's wrong according to the Bible.
Yep, exactly.
And the Bible is above religion.
Exactly.
You know, man made religion. God made the Bible to be put together the way it is.
Exactly. Yep, and that's a good point because that's the whole point of, you know, this show is repentance.
Yep.
So the scriptures is telling us that we should not be into these things. Read 12.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, except when Christ comes and that... No, wait a minute.
Nope.
No, it's a spot on my glasses. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee.
So the scripture says all these things are an abomination. It's wicked, it's evil in the eyes of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And because of these abominations, at that time, the people that were living in the land where the Israelites were going into to possess it, they did these things. And that's the reason why the Lord was driving them out of that land, because they were doing these wickedness.
Yes.
So again, selling our souls to Satan, these are some of the things, very same things that people do today.
Mm-hmm.
People want to get revenge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Revenge doesn't always come in the form of taking up a gun or whatever and you go shooting somebody. I mean, that's the most common way or whatever.
Especially in Chicago.
Yeah, but that's not the only way. I know when I was coming up, when I was a little kid, the people that I grew up around with, this was their life into the whole, they call it obi or whatever, voodoo and all that other stuff. This was their life, man. They were into this stuff.
Yep. You know what? They called it around where I grew up, they called it putting a hag on somebody.
Right.
Yeah, you go ahead and put a hag on somebody.
Exactly.
And, you know, we learned all this stuff, like it says in verse 9, we weren't supposed to learn these things of the other nations.
Right.
We learned all this fraternity, sorority, masonry from the other nations. We learned
all
this. Hag, you know, hagging the voodoo and all that stuff. We learned all that stuff either when we got to where we are now scattered or when we was in wherever we were scattered before that, whether we was in Africa or Europe before we were brought to this so-called New World.
Yep.
You know, and we learned it over there and brought it with us, but we're not supposed to deal with it.
Exactly, and that's the point. So we're not supposed to be dealing with these things. Read 13.
Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
So it says, thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. So perfect, not into any of these things, but being perfect, keeping his laws, being straight, right? Being on that righteous path, being holy in the eyes of God and his son Christ. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Read 14 and 15.
For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of time, of times, and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do.
So it says, this is the point you brought out, for these nations which thou shalt possess, they do these things. They hearken to the observer of times, and to the horoscopes, and the sororities, the fraternities, all that other stuff. But as for thee, we shouldn't be into these things. So, just like you said earlier, whatever landmass that we were scattered in, that's where we picked up this stuff from. You know, like what do they call the fraternities? I mentioned that last week, like the Greeks, right?
Yeah, the Greek society.
Yeah, the Greek society. Yeah. So what is that telling you?
It started from the Greeks.
Exactly.
Are you a Greek?
Nope.
Am I a Greek?
Nope.
Okay.
That's the point.
Some of us that look like us may leave a hedonistic lifestyle that came from the, or Hellenistic.
Exactly.
But we had to come out of that because that's not for us.
Exactly. And I know even like when you look at like a lot of these like documentaries or whatever or historical things and they're talking about like the voodoo and stuff and how the people in the Caribbean, I know mainly how they usually talk about them, how they do it, even here in the Americas.
Yeah, yeah.
What they usually tell you is, okay, that was something that they brought from Africa. So when the Israelites were scattered over there in that part of the world, now known today as Africa, they got it from them. And they brought it over here to the so-called New World when they were in slavery, being punished. So as a part of the way out to, you know, escape the punishment or to get out of the slavery or whatever, they would turn to that. And we see that that didn't work.
Yeah, it only works on us, bro. It didn't work on the will of the Most High, which was the scattering us into slavery, because they could have put a hag on all the slave masters and ships and stuff like that and would have stopped it.
Exactly.
But that power is not above the power of the Most High and his will.
Exactly, and that's the point. So we're reading here that we should not be into these things. And if you are, guess what? Those are dark works, man. Evil works, man. You're dealing with Satan and his many demonic forces, man, his angels and stuff. And you've sold your soul to Satan. If you're into those things, the horoscope sacrifice, the psychics, the voodoo, the putting the hag on people, all those things, you've sold your soul to Satan whether or not you know it. But the whole point of this class is to what? Tell people, hey, that's what it is. You should stop. Repent. Don't do it no more. That's the whole point. Don't do it no more. Okay, so read 15.
Okay, excuse me. Deuteronomy 18 and 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken.
So it says, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from among thee. Right? So that's talking about Christ. Moses was predicted that Christ would come into the earth, and it says, unto him ye shall hearken. So we mentioned last week people join these things for so-called brotherhood or to get success in this world, stuff like that. But the scriptures from way back when told us what? To hearken unto Christ. Christ gave us the answer for everything, man. He says, listen, if you want to have success or whatever and have, you know, be good in this life, have the things that you need, it says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he already told us what to do to have success. He also says to his disciples, ye that have forsaken all or whatever shall be blessed with houses, land in this life, and also in the life to come. So blessings right now and in the kingdom. So Christ already gave us the answer. So we don't need to seek out the so-called brotherhood by joining these different fraternities or orders or whatever, or into the psychics and the whole witchcraft thing and stuff like that. We don't need to do that because Christ now is the answer for these things. And he told us what to do. So let's go from there. Let's go to John 4.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 25.
Okay. John chapter 4, verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things.
Okay, so this is what we just read. In Deuteronomy, it says the Lord thy God is going to raise up unto thee a prophet. So if you have a red edition Bible, you'll see that some of these words here in John 4 are written in red. So there's a woman talking to Christ, and the woman says what? I know that that Messiah cometh, the Savior, which is called Christ, when he is come, he will tell us all things. So do we need to go to a psychic or check our daily horoscopes to find out things? It's Christ told us what we need to do to be successful in this life and to how to navigate in different relationships, how to deal in our jobs and stuff like that. He told us all those things. So we don't need to go into the dark works of this world and sell our souls over to Satan to get those things.
Exactly.
Because the woman was saying, the woman knew the prophecy and said, okay, I know that that Messiah cometh, and when he is come, he's going to tell us all things. So Christ already came, and his works and stuff was written down in the Bible. So we have to pick up the Bible, read it for ourselves to find out, okay, what does he say about relationships? Okay, what does he say about being successful in this world? So on and so forth. What does he say about those things? Because it was written down for us to follow. And that's being perfect in the eyes of the Lord our God, like it was commanded for us to do in Deuteronomy. Let's go from there to John 21.
Okay.
And we're going to read 24 and 25.
John 21, 24 and 25. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Okay, so the reason why I read this, this is to show you that, okay, Christ already came, and the things that he did and was left for us to follow was written down. So it says, this is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things. So wrote this particular book of John. He saw the works that Christ did, testified of it, and he wrote these things down, and this testimony is true. So some of the things that Christ did is written in the Bible, and it says not everything, because if that was the case, the whole world couldn't contain all the books and stuff.
Exactly.
That you know, of all the things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we have to read the Bible and read about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to see what he told us to do and follow those examples and not sell our souls over unto Satan, because it's a false hope of security, a false sense of, you know, hope and all that other stuff. That's all it is. And like I said before, you're selling your souls over to Satan when we do these things. Okay? Let's go from there to 1 Peter chapter 2.
Okay.
And let's see. We're going to read 6 through 9.
Okay. Wherefore it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
So it says, wherefore it is contained in the scripture, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, a main building block. He is elect. He was selected specially by the Heavenly Father himself. Precious. Christ was a precious person and thing in the eyes of God. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So if you believe on Christ, not just saying it with your mouth, but your actions show that you believe. So if you're doing the things that Christ told us to do, you're not going to be confounded. You're not going to be confused. You're not going to need to seek out these different witches and necromancy, dealing with dead people and dead bodies and your dead relatives and stuff like that. You're not going to be confounded. Because the way how God set it up, he set it up where we should follow his son Christ. And if you do that, you're not going to be confounded. You're not going to be confused or be foggy on any kind of issues. You're going to have the answers that you need. Read down. Read 7.
Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, okay, then he's precious. And them, them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. Mainly that was talking about the scribes and the Pharisees. They rejected Christ, but Christ is what made the head one, the main one. It says, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. So even today, when people stumble at the word and you bring out the teachings of Christ, it's an offense to them, man. You know, they want to talk about, you know, all the things that Most High through Christ created, like the sun, you know, the stars and stuff like that. They want to talk about those things. But what about the person that created them, just like what we mentioned last week? What about that person? And they stumble at the understanding of Christ, simple things. They stumble at that. You know, read verse 9.
But ye are a chosen generation. Those, these are the ones that are not disobedient. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
So it says, ye are a chosen generation, and you meant, and you explained that, a royal priesthood, man, a holy nation. When the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he meant for us to be what? The kings and the priests and stuff like that of the earth, man. The precious people. Holy people.
The spiritual gurus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To have influence over the other people. And today, when you look at it, we still have influence over other people, but it's in wickedness.
Thank you.
That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we do, the other nations follow it. You know what I'm saying?
In wickedness. As a matter of fact, they bring things they want to spread to the world.
Exactly.
To us.
Exactly.
Like baggy pants.
Yep, exactly.
They bring that to us. They bring that to us.
Exactly.
When they want to spread the gay agenda.
Yep.
Because that's what it is. You go on the internet and look at it. It's a plan for people to do this. They bought it to our people.
Exactly.
We put our flamboyant spread on it, and now it's spreading around the world.
Exactly. So imagine if we were righteous and living the way how God and Christ commanded us to live from the beginning. How different would the world be right now?
Exactly.
And the scriptures even tell us that.
Exactly. And you know what, bro, going back to the first part of the class, remember when you were talking about the fraternal organizations?
Yep.
How they put a bag over your head, rope around your neck, lead you from darkness to light?
Yeah.
This said Christ have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Exactly.
If we are obedient.
Exactly.
Going back into the previous verse here in verse 8.
Exactly.
We're obedient in verse 7. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, you know, that's not, we're not led by a rope in a blindfolded in a ritual.
Exactly.
We are obeying Christ to be brought out into the real light.
Exactly. Yep, and that's a good point, bro, because mm-hmm. some of these fraternal organizations, that's what they do. They say, okay, now you're in the light, now you know the light. No, that's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the one that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the call for us to come out of these dark things that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
selling our souls over to Satan. He represents the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ is that light, the light. He's the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And following his examples, that's when we come out of the darkness and into his marvelous light.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So now, let's go from there to Romans 6.
Okay.
And we're going to read verse 16.
Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
So we read this last week, and again it's saying, don't you know that whoever you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey. So like we mentioned before, you ask a lot of people, hey, who do you serve, God or Satan? God. That's the answer that you get. That's the answer that you get that from most people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But these things that we just brought out, shows the contrary. These are the works of darkness.
Exactly.
And you're a servant of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying, don't you know that whoever you yield yourself servants to obey, the servants you are to whom you obey.
Yeah.
So you're a servant of Satan. You sold your soul to Satan.
Yep. Don't buy it no more.
Exactly.
Get rid of it. Don't go for that madness.
Exactly. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Sin unto death, the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience following Christ leads to righteousness.
Exactly.
This will be the last scripture. Let's go again to Acts 3.
Okay.
And 19.
Okay. Acts chapter 3, verse 19, real quick. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Again, this is the whole point of the class. Some people don't know that these things that they're doing is the works of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you do know, you should repent.
Exactly.
Repent ye therefore and be converted. Be changed, man. Don't continue doing it or make excuses for it. Be changed that your sins, because what you're doing is a sin, may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ comes back, so that you will be found favorable in that day.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, too.
So.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. before the light comes, it's time to awake on Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom. Body of Christ Repentance Network, www.thebocc.com.